Good morning. We're continuing with Chayyarim, Klal Amin Aleph, Simon Gimel. And a few more points about the last point. He says there's a minig, summer machmer, and they stand. So that was the minig of the Maram, and that the Ramah brings in Simon Kuf Mem Vav Sif Talit. So the Bach says that the Maram agrees that Mikra did his mutter, and he's not arguing in the Pshat, in the Pasuk, in the Chemia, and the Gemara, in Saito. He's saying there's an inyan of being, to be Mahadr, to be Omid, because at the time of Kriyas HaTorah, a person is supposed to envision as if he's being Makabal Torah right now from Har Sinai. And in Har Sinai, Klal Yisrael stood, because it says, Anochi Omid Bein Hashem Ve'Nichem. So Klal Yisrael was standing in that point in time. So that's the understanding of the Maram, not that he's arguing them shot in the Pasuk. I want to talk to a minig, which some people have, about standing during Kriyas HaTorah for various different kriyos. So the two most common places where you have this idea of people have a minig to stand for Kriyas HaTorah is for the Seres HaDibros, whether they're letting it on Shuas, Parshas Yisro, or Parshas Meschanon, and the Shiras Hayam. People have a minute to stand for the Shiras Hayam. So the Rambam, no less a personage than the Rambam, in a tshuva, mentions the minute of standing for a Seres HaDibros. The Rambam felt that it was inappropriate to do so. Why is that? Because there's a Gemara in Brachos in the first parak that says during Bais Rishon there was part of davening together with Kriyat Shema, they would say Aseres HaDibros every single day. And in Bais Sheni they stopped that because of the minim, and the Gemara explains that there were people which came along and said that the only true part of Torah which was given by Hashem was just the Aseres HaDibros. And they said, and I'll prove it to you, because you see that we only read, out of all of the Torah, we only read the Seres HaDibros on a daily basis, indicating that that is truly what was given by Hashem and nothing else. So Chazal stopped the minig, or the halacha that they had instituted of reading the Seres HaDibros every single day, because of Tarumas HaMinim, because of this claim of the minim, not to give it any credence. So the Rambam says, if we're going to stand, sit by all of Kriyas HaTorah, and only stand at the time of reading the Seres HaDibros, we are guilty of giving this credence, which Chazal wanted to prevent. And therefore the Rambam says that he is going to be mevatel this minig, sheyesh levatel this minig, because of this issue. Ramosha in a tshuva, in Igris Ramosha, Arachayim Chelek Dalet, was asked by his son, Rav David Feinstein, if there's any way we could find a way to be matzdik this minig. And he suggested a few explanations. Ramosha says he does not feel that there's a concern about this minig, because it's obvious to people that we're not saying that's the only part of the Kriyas HaTorah, which is from Hashem. We stand by other places, for example, by Shiras Hayam. We only find this Tarumas HaMinim in the Tarumas HaMinim in the Gemara specifically in regards to saying it every day. We never find that it was an issue of the fact that they stood. So we don't have to make up new concerns which are not found in Chazal. And therefore he says you can be matzik minig, and therefore if a person is in a tzibra which stands, a person should not be partial in a tzibra, and a person should stand as well. That being said, Yashav Zatzal, on that Gemara in Brachos, in his Sefer Masechtas Brachos, says that we should follow the Pesach of the Rambam, and a person should not stand, even in a tzibra where the minig is to stand. Rosh Hashanah Zalman argues that even nowadays the Rambam would be moed up. This issue of the minim seems to have subsided, and we do not have that issue. And everybody understands we're just doing it in honor of the covenant of the Zecher Maimon Har Sinai, which it says the Klaisel Bayamar Ha'am, the Klaisel stood. So in the Sefer Lekutei Mariach, he says that's the source of the minhag why we stand, not to give kavod for a specific part of the Torah, but as a zecher of the fact that Klaisel stood during the time of Matan Torah, which is why we stand at this point. So he felt that you could rely on that, especially if you're in a tzibur which stands, it's not an issue. So we've given three different suggestions of how a person should approach this issue, and each person should ask their local Orthodox rabbi what minhag they should follow in regards to standing. One suggestion, which Rav Moshe says, if you're really concerned about the issue, a person can stand that day for Kriyas HaTorah. If even normally he sits, but if he stands for the whole Kriya, so then it's not a problem standing for Aseret HaDibros as well, because it doesn't look like he's doing anything special for Aseret HaDibros. Some suggest that would be sufficient even if he stands at the beginning of the Aliyah. But immersion is true, actually, says preferably a person in that situation should stand from beginning to end of the Kriyas HaTorah on that day. Have a good day.